I'm Minerva Pearl.
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all just freaks on the inside, meow.
An acquired taste.
Yeah. It has been brought to our attention that there is a fiber commercial out there with similar music to our opener.
It's samesies.
I mean, I'm always on the market for more fiber, so.
That's what we have in common with that commercial. They both make you crap. Hi, this is an Acquired Taste podcast.
Not the Roughage podcast.
Not to be confused with the Roughage podcast.
Roughage Greens.
We got two-thirds of the ladies in the room right now. I'm Sam.
I'm Kathleen.
And Bethany's out at sea.
Our Buffy Witherspoon.
Both of them.
They're both out at sea.
Both versions are out at sea. That fiber commercial is kind of hilarious, but I'm gonna fluff us for a minute because in my tiny little virtual reality of a mind, they took that from us. I want to thank someone in production for that commercial.
Yes, somebody who works at the fiber company listens to our Acquired Taste podcast. We have a snow day today, an impending doom.
But I was promised snow when I woke up. Like, I did the pajamas inside out stuff, and there was nothing. I walked outside of my apartment to thick rain on my face.
Yeah, there's nothing on the road. And I, like, made plans to leave my car on the other side of the Hudson River back in Hoboken, and nothing.
It's not fair. I have Stouffer's mac and cheese in the freezer and a hot chocolate mix in the cabinet, and now both of them are going to go to waste.
You can still eat those.
No,
I think we're going to get it later. We're going to get like a foot. So we both have to rush home pretty soon. But can I tell you the saddest snow day story ever?
I think so.
I still cry about
this. Are you going to bring me down?
Okay. So we work in radio. Radio doesn't get snow days.
Okay.
Which is kind of okay with me because we're allowed to go home early when there's snow.
Yes.
Okay. So one day we got a snow day. This was a few years ago. And Elvis on the Big Show was like, come on, I'm taking everybody out for a snowy lunch. So we went down the street to his favorite place, Walker's.
I remember this day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also planned, you and Buffy Witherspoon and myself, we planned a trip to Iceland that day.
We never took. We drank and then we decided on Iceland.
We were going to go to Iceland.
Oh, we should do that.
And we never took it. We should do that.
Let's do it.
So I was supposed to go out to lunch that day with my girlfriends next door to Walker's at this other fabulous restaurant called Bubby's.
Love Bubby's.
Bubby's is great here in Tribeca. It's a staple. So I said, girls, I'm sorry. Like, Elvis is taking the whole show out to lunch. I can't go.
Yeah.
They sat next to Reese Witherspoon at Bubby's. I'm still crying.
No!
I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about
Kathleen!
It was probably my only opportunity to ever see Reese
in
person.
I'm so sorry. Now I feel like we should go back regularly. It's a small... She was there once, you know?
I know. I do always look for celebrities when I go to Bubby's. It's major celebrity spotting. I once saw Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal,
yes.
Excellent find.
And Emma Stone.
These
and
are like Pokemon cards. It's like, oh, you saw an Emma Stone.
Who is her boyfriend? Andrew Garfield.
Ooh,
Spider-Man
so
relationship.
Cute.
Before they broke up, I saw them eating together a few years ago.
Why are we not there right now?
It's a great place for celeb spotting. I mean, a lot of celebrities live in Tribeca.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we should go.
I still RIP my opportunity to meet Reese Witherspoon.
I'm sorry. I get it. I had not quite the same situation, but I'm a huge fan of the band Flaming Lips.
Mm-hmm.
And for my college graduation, my sister bought us tickets to go see them at this small theater in Montclair.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so freaking psyched about it. 24 hours earlier, I had food poisoning, which is fine because it usually lasts 24 hours. So I was on the tail end of it.
Wait, what did you eat?
A salmon burger.
Oh.
I didn't eat. Mama was hungry. I went in the fridge and I ate it out of the fridge.
Oh.
I did not heat it up. So yeah, it was a stupidity
move. Was it raw?
No, it wasn't raw, but it was bad. Like, I remember the fishy taste.
Yeah.
But I just like horked it down because I was so hungry.
Oh.
So I got food poisoning. So this was the following night. So I had my system was cleared. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing was, but you just don't feel good.
Yeah.
So we're in the balcony and I'm on one of the aisle seats in the balcony and it's a great venue. It was a great show. Of course, I forget the name of it, but whatever. And there was like 20 minutes left. And I'm not feeling great. And I look over to my sister and I'm like, I think it's a good call if I leave now. I don't know how long I can make it without maybe needing to visit the bathroom again.
Yes.
So we leave. I wake up the next morning and I search the show, like, just to read about it.
Yeah.
They finished with one of my favorite songs of all time, Do You Realize?
Oh, wasn't that from the Garden State soundtrack?
It was from the Garden State soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And also, what was that movie with Mandy Moore where she cuts her hair?
I love
that movie.
I watched this movie so much that my DVD cracked in half and then I duct taped it.
Kathleen!
And no, okay, so this is when DVDs used to come with widescreen on
what
one side.
What movie was
and,
it?
And, oh.
She cut her hair
she
off.
She cuts her hair off.
It was kind of like indie and, love.
And her, oh, what was that movie?
I'm going to sing while you think about
okay,
it.
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Do you realize? That you have the most beautiful face to realize.
Okay. Oh, where's the IMDb? Why is it not coming up?
Floating in space.
Do you remember the one where
do you realize
she's the president's daughter and she runs away in Prague? That one was called Chasing Liberty.
My date with the president's daughter.
And
my date with the president's daughter.
This
oh,
hot,
yeah.
like, CIA guy or...
My date
security.
With her.
Okay, it's me. Not because I said so. I love because I said so.
I'm freaking out.
It's not A Walk to Remember. It was before A Walk
okay,
to Remember.
Okay, well, you keep looking through that. It was very early in her career. She was very innocent teeny bopper, and I loved it. Anyway, they...
How to deal.
How to deal.
How to deal. Oh, and she has that cute boyfriend in that movie,
yes.
and he loves Star Wars.
He was so indie. He was a model in real life.
But
she just acted kind of on the side.
She's so jaded. She's like, my parents are divorced, and my best friend's boyfriend died, and then she had a baby. And yeah, and
so
she cuts
angst.
Her hair off. Yes.
So that's where I fell in love with this song. So The Flaming Lips not only closed with that song, but of course,
Mandy Moore came out on
walked.
Stage.
Mandy Moore was the guitar player. No, she didn't come out on stage, you nut. Oh. It's a Flaming Lips concert.
I was about to pass out on the floor.
I see that. Your imagination runs.
Wait,
I love it.
Do you remember when we had MySpace profiles?
Of course.
And I think my MySpace profile said, when I grow up, I want to be Mandy Moore's hair.
That's so funny because I say if I do everything right in this life, I'm going to come back as Tom Selleck's mustache.
One can only be so lucky.
Oh my God, I keep getting real.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're at the Flaming Lips concert.
Yes. So not only did they finish with that song, but they did it in the balcony walking up and down the aisles.
Oh.
So I would have been there touching them, crying, singing my favorite song.
And then also maybe puking.
And also maybe puking, but that's a sacrifice I was willing to make. That's my Reese Witherspoon at Buffy's moment. Like anytime I think about that, I start to...
Yeah.
Get a little sad emotionally.
So many regrets in this life that we have.
Yeah. I hate us now.
I do.
For how you just put it, now I hate us.
It's just the most regretful life ever.
That was mean. These aren't even first world problems.
Wait, that's my memoir byline.
Oh my God.
Web girl Kathleen, the most regretful life ever.
Woe is me. A Kathleen Heaney story. It's awful.
I saw this meme yesterday. It was going around and it was like, do you remember in the old days on the internet when you just put up sad song lyrics and your aim away message and people would be like, oh my God, how are you? And you'd be like, no, I'm okay. I'm fine.
No, it would always be toward that one specific person. It was usually romantic or sometimes about that bitch.
That bitch. I always had, she was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. Whatever that Avril Lavigne song.
I don't remember what
he was
a were.
Skater boy.
Oh,
with the 8.
TKD something. The AIM name of my love.
Oh.
And I would just sit for hours because I had nothing to do and wait for the
bloop, bloop.
And his icon to pop up. And I'd be like,
ding, ding.
Bradley, he's on.
He's on.
He's married now.
ASL.
It's fine. Should we get to our actual topic?
We should.
Okay. So, yes. So, this topic is actually kind of long awaited because it's one we plugged in our live event a few weeks ago.
Yes.
We never discussed building our apps. So, that's what we're going to do today.
Yes. If you... Okay. So, here's the setup.
Yes.
You open your phone and there's an app there that you didn't download.
Yes.
And this app is the most amazing app ever and it changes your life. What does it do?
Right. That was the thing. That's been the pending drumroll topic for the last month for us. So first, do you want to read? By the way, we haven't officially announced, but let's do it right now.
Yeah.
The three of us are going to be back.
We're going to be back.
Yeah. We're
likely
figuring out semantics.
Next week.
Right. We're figuring out semantics, but we could say to you with the utmost confidence, we are continuing to do this.
Yes, we are. Yay. Long live Acquired Taste podcast. I mean, and also Buffy really doesn't have much of a choice because she lost her passport and immigration. In Europe.
They're sending her back.
The European immigration. They're sending her back.
She might get pirated, though.
She might get pirated.
Like, pirates might have her. But it's getting to the point where I'm actually disappointed when Bethany comes back, because I'm going to miss Buffy.
I am going to miss Buffy.
This sucks.
She's so much more sassier than Bethany.
Her life is just so much more of a mystery.
Rich kids of Instagram, that Buffy Witherspoon.
I can't. Okay, so we're going to read the letter that she wrote us, and neither of us have read this, so I'm just going to... Do you remember this one?
It's all coming back to me.
Here we go. Hello, loves. Why is she a cocky? Why does she have this? Why is she like Michael Caine?
Because she's worldly. She is worldly.
Hello, loves. I write you this with great relief, as my ship was discovered floating a sea by a group of Tasmanian pirates, and we did not read this in advance.
We didn't. This is weird.
This is awesome. And their captors. A lovely couple from Budapest who had been taken prisoner whilst on a pontoon joyride for their honeymoon.
Pontoon joyride. That's so sexy.
Love, true love, romance. The entire group was actually very sweet and had made friends, and we were thus enjoying an afternoon rosé while they came upon us. And now we've made quite the fun group of... What?
Seafaring.
This bitch is too fancy for me to read.
She's...
As seafaring lifelong friends... Oh, no, I lost my place. Here we go.
I would love to see the inside of her bank account. I just really would.
She doesn't need one. I feel like she, like, barters, and they always give it her what she wants.
Seafaring friends.
I will trade you this seashell necklace, and then she gets it for rent. Sadly, in a moment of intoxicated fumbling, the captain and the Tasmanian princess accidentally mistook all of their ship's fuel... as a renegade pirate and pushed it overboard.
That's what pirates do. They push things overboard.
I did that in my sleep once. Totally relate.
My mom does that to me too.
So now we're once again adrift. But Derek, one of the pirates, assured me that his cousin Doug should... That is the least pirate name ever, by the way.
With Doug?
Doug the pirate. Doug should be swigging by soon to drop off Derek's keys after watering his plants. He's responsible. And we will all be saved. In the meantime, I've designed an app that I would have found very, very useful in this experience, as I suffer from partial facial blindness and have reinforced myself to many a pirate and prisoner multiple times.
Wait, is
Not
that why...
reinforced, reintroduced. I'm sorry, I can't do fancy and read at the same time.
How did she lose her eyesight?
She, because...
That adrenaline junk.
It happens, you know. Thus causing a bit of hurt and anger among them, and a crimson face from me. Here are the app's details.
Okay,
details.
So this is the app that Buffy Witherspoon would invent.
Okay, sock it to us, Kathleen. Hold on, hold on.
If she were here. Start again.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in church.
Hallelujah.
I think, actually...
Explain that to a Jew. What's that feeling like?
Perhaps Buffy is about to take us to church. Is that how they say it?
Jose is still waiting for that ride, by the way.
Gone to church. Okay. The name of Buffy Witherspoon's app is What His Face. Don't panic, you know him.
That's the full name of the app.
What His Face.
What
Don't
His
panic.
Face. Don't you know panic. Him. You know, him.
That is Apple approved, I guess. Okay, here's the description. Using facial recognition technology and your phone's camera, this app scans a person's face from across the room and identifies them based on their online presence.
Oh!
Interesting. Oh. There might be.
I feel like if we weren't reading this in her accent, we'd just be like, this is a smart app.
Very smart. But like maybe also illegal?
I don't know.
Would it pull up your porno profile, your Pornhub profile when you it scan their face?
That's only when you scan my genitals.
Oh, shit. I know you're into that pegging stuff. Oh, wait, no, that's me.
That's you, sweetheart.
No, that's my husband. Okay. You're given their name and any other information that the app can find about them online, job, family, etc.
Oh my god, this is some 007 crap.
Mm-hmm. If you've already scanned their face before, the app reminds you that you've already met them. You can create profiles within the app of people, adding notes about them each time you engage with each other. So you'll be sure to remember pertinent information like, whoops, remember Craig got divorced last year and it was nasty. So don't ask him how Cindy is because he will be pissed.
He ran off with that mermaid.
Yes.
Of the Mediterranean.
Buffy goes on to say, a cursory Google search has shown me that this kind of app already exists, but has come across as some pesky privacy laws. I am happy to hear that someone is already working on it. I'm very sick of reintroducing myself to mega producer Brian Grazer. Brian Grazer, as I just can't seem to get his face cemented in my head, you know?
Oh my God.
That is all, loves. I pray. pray that I am with you next week. Please send prayers to somewhere in the Atlantic, as that
sending thoughts and prayers.
As that is where Devin, the captain, believes that we are. Oh,
and get Doug. Doug, get over there with the damn keys.
They may need a Navy rescue.
Save our Buffy. It's Buffany now.
Buffany. In the meantime, I'm engaged in a banging game of whist with the honeymoon couple. What is whist?
I have no idea. I don't know what at least three words from every sentence
are. Is that the European version of Monopoly?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
Yahtzee.
And the pirate and a pirate named Elaine, who all send their love. Please also try to not think too hard about how I am able to send an email, but somehow unable to alert the authorities or ping our location with my phone. Too much thinking will ruin you, loves. Much love and kisses to you all. XOXO, Buffy.
Buffy, this is a brilliant friggin' app, and it sounds really in the realm of possibility. And now I feel kind of dumb because my app is so not possible.
Okay, sock it to me.
Did you come up with a real app like Buffy did?
I have.
Buffany?
I have a fantastical app, and then I have a realistic app.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're double appish.
I'm doubling up.
Okay. Well,
double stuffed.
I think that's really smart. I have no idea what the legalness is, but I picture myself trying to use Buffany's app.
Buffany.
I feel like it's the transition name because next week it'll be Bethany. So Buffany's.
You know when you're just looking at someone and you're like, I've met you before.
Well, just picture me. I can't use this thing. I just see myself trying it drunk.
Yes.
Where there'd be zero stealth. So I'd be like, hold on.
Let me take your phone out.
It's just like smack you in the face with my camera.
Did we go to college together?
Beep. Hold on. Thank you. Wait. Oh, Kelly.
There's this fantastic rooftop bar here in New York. It's in the Conrad Hotel, and it's called
too fancy for me.
What is it called? The bar? Come on, I talk about it all the time with the prosecco and the pops, the ice pops that go in.
Oh, you talk about the drinks. I couldn't tell you the name of the bar though.
It's got this crazy name that's not at all.
Is it Poopsicle?
Sophisticated. I want to say Piggly Wiggly, but that's a chain of grocery stores,
Wiggly.
I think.
You're so bougie, Kathleen.
Oh, Loopy Doopy. I'm telling you, this bar is so chic. It's the chicest bar ever. I mean, the cocktails are like $25 a cocktail.
Wait a minute. How did we get here?
Okay. Well, I just want to tell you that, so you were talking about how you would go up to somebody totally wasted.
Yes.
And be like, I know you, but
scan
let me.
Scan your face.
Yeah. I was totally wasted at Loopy Doopy over the summer, and I went up to somebody who lived in my dorm freshman year. Turns out he has no idea who I am. He didn't remember my face.
That's so great.
And I was two Prosecco cocktails deep, and I'm going, I remember you. You lived in Mettler.
You're hot.
We went to Rutgers.
That's when you hand him your phone and be like, take my app, scan me.
And
scan me now.
I totally interrupted a conversation that he was having with somebody. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. It looked like a work event. Like, I think I walked into his work event.
I hope you put each arm over, like one arm over him and another arm over a colleague of his that you've never actually introduced yourself to.
And he looked like, who is this woman? She's scaring me. And he pretended that he remembered me, but he did not. Then I went back and sat down, and he whispered to all of his friends that the crazy girl over there thought that.
Ah, Rutgers. I love the people that they bring together.
Could have used that app because then I could scan my own face and be like, see, you know me.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Look at Elvis walking by.
Ooh, he's making love to your door.
Swag.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, your app.
Okay, my app. See, this is why Buffany helps us. We tangent so much, girl. I don't hate it. I'm just saying. Okay, so my app is loosely inspired on an episode of The Office where Dwight.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I am avoiding eye contact with Kathleen. Right now, where Dwight is so happy in his first life that he starts playing a computer game called Second Life.
Yes.
So that's the app. I'm turning the video game Second Life into an actual Second Life. So it's a hybrid of Second Life vis-a-vis The Office, American version, and the movie Jumper.
Okay.
Because in the movie Jumper, he can jump back and forth to different locations.
Okay.
So you can jump back and forth, but not different locations to different lives.
So like an alternate reality.
Exactly. You're creating an alternate reality that you are living in. So you can only affect 24 hours in that alternate reality.
Okay.
So you could jump to any part of the day is what I'm saying when you log in.
Okay.
But that doesn't affect time here. Time here is still real.
This is kind of like a Sims that you can actually go into.
Exactly.
There's a portal.
Yes. but you only have 24 hours to manipulate. So if I'm here and I decide I want to have lunch in my villa in New York, because I have a New York villa in this reality.
Pied-à-terre?
Yeah, I still want to go to that damn Peter's Terrace.
Peter's Terrace.
Peter Terrace. I really want to go there. So I could jump there for lunch, and I could have a full two-hour lunch and get completely wasted.
What do they call it? An advertising lunch? Like in Mad Men when they only drink martinis?
I have no idea.
Yes. Haven't you ever seen the show Mad Men?
Not even once.
My second life would be Mad Men.
You just want to, you have that ability because you design it. You can, it's just like, it's real. You can't like fly. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's all real things. But maybe I learn how to speak French in my second life.
Okay.
And
So you say you learn how to speak French in your second life.
Yes.
Do you know how to speak French in your real life?
Yes, because things that happen in your brain carry over. So your memories carry over. If I go over there and I learn how to play piano, I could come back. It's like Groundhog's Day and play piano in real life here. But material, physical stuff can't transfer. So if I buy a car over there, I can't bring it over here. Or so, if I have money in my pocket over there because I'm really rich in this second universe of mine, it's only there.
Okay, so say you're very, very wealthy in the second universe.
Yes.
And you get the most amazing facial ever.
Obviously.
When you jump back into real life, is your skin still glowing?
Yes, because that affects your pores, like it's seeped in. Mm-hmm. But if you go get a crazy glam makeover and you come back into real life, the makeup's not going to be there.
So you're sort of naked coming back and forth.
No, your clothes are there because you could bring what you have in your original world into that one. Like I would jump, I would show up in the outfit I'm wearing now, and then I'd have to change, and then I got to change back before I come into real life. Because real life stays real. So you can either hop, time freezes in your real life while you're there.
Okay.
So you can either like hop over for a 2 hour lunch and then come back.
But it's not 2 hours in your real life.
No, it's not 2 hours in your real life. It's just time freezes in your real life. Or I could go through my entire day here and then be like, oh, I want to experience my entire day in New York as a jazz pianist. I want to do that. And then I can, before I go to sleep, just hop over, do my whole life for 24 hours.
Perform at Carnegie Hall,
because I really have to return their phone calls. I feel so bad I've been dodging them. And then I...
Make love to Emma Stone.
Come back here. And in my New York life, I should be so lucky.
Star in La La Land.
Even in my dreams, I should be so lucky to have Emma Stone fall in love with me.
No, because I'm saying is Ryan Gosling was a jazz... jazz pianist in the movie La La Land.
Yes. So that's my app. It lives within 24 hours.
Okay, so your alternate universe, your Second Life app, do you get to choose in the app like what kind of person you are in this second life?
Yeah, you don't have to be the same person at all.
Interesting.
You could have a different group of friends, or you could have the same group of friends. I'm designing it, but it's off of real life. So I could put you, I could put Bethany, I could put Buffy, and I could put Buffany. Like I could make them three different people and we can all be friends.
Oh my God. So I could like clone my cat and then have three amazing cats.
Yeah, only in your app though, because you don't know you're living in someone else's app.
That's right. So my alternate universe and your alternate universe could never collide.
No.
Interesting.
No.
I like that.
You live a full normal life in your alternate reality. So at first I was really excited to invent this. And then the more I thought about it, the more I think it actually already does exist. But the only thing is Beyonce is the only person in the world who has it. And she's the only one who knows how to use it. Because that's the only thing that would make sense.
Maybe Blue Ivy is the one who designed the interface.
Maybe. There's no way Beyonce has 24 hours in her day.
She doesn't to get everything done.
She could have up to 48.
So what? Okay, I have a specific question to ask you. What about calories?
I think that has to jump over.
Yeah, because it's inside your body.
It's inside your body.
Yeah, because if I wanted to make a universe that was only pepperoni pizzas,
you would so be all about it. That's gonna leak over. And if you have a fight in one, it's going to affect your mood. You're going to be upset in the other.
Interesting.
I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying that's how it works.
This sounds to me a lot like an episode of Black Mirror.
Ooh.
I think you should write the script.
I would love that.
Actually,
something goes terribly wrong.
I hope I didn't give anybody ideas and they steal this from you and submit your script to
Black
Mirror. This
is patented. It is March 7th. The time is 10:41. And this is when it was created.
Yes. That is law now.
That's my app. It's the opposite of Bethany's.
I like
in that
your app.
It's not helpful. It's not realistic, and it will never happen.
But sometimes you need a little touch of whimsy in your life to make everything worth it.
I would love Second Life. I would learn an instrument and another language. Those would be my two things.
I would love to be able to speak French.
You should.
Or Brazilian.
I would love to speak Brazilian. I'm sorry. Do you mean like the waxing?
Or Australian.
You want to learn how to speak Australian?
Mm-hmm. I think the language in Australia is surfing.
I see what you did there and I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is your app?
Okay, I have two ideas.
Okay.
The fantastical idea is called the Big Sprinkle FU. So the Sprinkle FU.
Sprinkle FU.
Okay. So you know, like, Bob can be a real big D-bag. So you're like, oh, Bob, you're being a D-bag again. In your mind, you say that. You don't say that to his face.
Totally.
So you're looking at him, and you have your phone in your hand, and you're like, boop, you press the app, and that stack of papers that Bob is holding in his hands, that turns into rainbow sprinkles, and it just falls all over the place.
Wait a minute.
And he's like, what the hell? I got the Sprinkle FU.
Your app allows you to turn solid objects into sprinkles?
Exactly.
Do you have to, like, aim it?
Nope. You just think it in your mind. And the app can read your mind. And then
we're suspending disbelief for this podcast.
Like, right now, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Sam, I hate the way those headphones look on you. Boop. Sprinkles everywhere. In your sweater. All in your mouth. All over your pants.
What sound effect do they make?
Sprinkle FU. Sounds like this.
Aw, I got sprinkled. Wait, does that mean the item's gone forever?
Forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't undo the sprinkling.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
So there's a guy with road rage behind you, or a woman, happens to anybody. Look in the rear view mirror, get out your phone, app, boop, car turns into sprinkles.
That is a lawsuit.
He is just sitting on a pile of rainbows.
You just sprinkled a $50,000 purchase.
That Range Rover you got for your birthday, gone. You hear that, Mary-Kate and Ashley?
You hear me? Return my calls.
Yes, return my calls, please.
This is dangerous, mm-hmm. but I like it very mm-hmm. much. Can I turn a cat into sprinkles?
No, nothing living.
It only works on inanimate objects.
Yeah, plants can't happen. Yeah.
Okay, good. No bugs.
No
you
bugs.
You can't turn a cricket into seven sprinkles.
When your best friend shows up at your house and is like, whoops, I bought the same prom dress as you.
Naked.
Boop, sprinkle FU.
Boom, bitch is naked.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I like this very much.
But only I can have it.
Wait a minute. I don't want it anymore.
Because imagine if everybody had it, the whole world would just be sprinkles.
Well, I was going to ask, are there different, like, you know, you pay for different upgrades or like there's different things?
Know.
Like, does it start with sprinkles?
Oh my God.
And then I could do like blueberries.
I didn't think this through.
Or a pile of whipped cream.
I mean, really, if you could upgrade to fruits and vegetables, we could cure world hunger with this app.
Oh, this app is now so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
It is a broader cause.
I would want to turn people into marshmallow fluff just so I could say, you just got mallowed. I love turning the word marshmallow into like a what is it, adjective?
Yeah.
An adjective.
You just got mallowed.
You got mallowed.
Or you got fluffed, but that's an actual thing. People are fluffers.
I'm gonna fluff you.
People are fluffers for a living, I believe.
Okay, so that's your fantastical app.
Mm-hmm.
What's your real life app?
Okay, I have this idea, and I used to not want to tell people this because I wanted to like make it myself and sell it. Okay, I'm never going to make it myself, and I'm probably going to eat these words when I see it being sold on Shark Tank next month or
Again,
something.
Again, it is March 7th. The time is 10:44.
And this is the law.
And this is not being stolen by anyone ever.
Okay, so we live walking lifestyles. We live in cities where we walk to the grocery store or we walk to get whatever we need. Toiletries, CVS, you know, pharmaceuticals. I often walk home and I walk past grocery store A and then I swing by grocery store B and then grocery store C. And by the time I get home, I have a full bag of groceries, but I've purchased a little bit everywhere here and there.
Yeah.
I want an app that you can put into the app your favorite products. Like, I love Siggy's yogurt.
Okay.
And I like arugula. And when watermelon is on sale, I want to know. So you put into your app your favorite produce, your favorite brands, and it sees your location. And then you put in your route home or wherever you're going, and it tells you what grocery stores have it for the best price on
Kathleen,
your route home.
This has to be institutable.
Isn't that, right?
This sounds like this other one is brilliant, but this sounds like another practical version of, what's that app right now that's for the pharmacy, drug prescriptions?
Oh,
you
send GoodRx.
Your drug, to GoodRx, and they tell you where it is for what price everywhere,
the pharmacy,
and then you decide where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
That's this for your food.
Yes.
It's like a wedding registry for food meets GoodRx.
Yes. Like, I want to know where on my walk home, what bodega has Halo Top on sale.
Okay. Hashtag real talk. If anyone listening has any in with someone with an app world or could help us move
Please.
This forward, Kathleen's idea needs to be made. So does mine, by the way. So
yes,
if you
so
also have power of time control, also reach out. But tweet us or send us a DM on Instagram @AcquiredTastePodcast.
Yes.
Because Kathleen, I'm so, as right? someone who lives in a walking neighborhood, yes. I'm so passionate about this.
Because you walk probably past 10 food stores on your way home, you're like from the city down to the path and then from the path back to your apartment.
This
and,
is so brilliant.
Right?
It could save so much money over time.
I know.
I think I also speak for Buffy Witherspoon when I say, dear, yes.
Okay, so then this is how it also expands. You have a little social network inside of the app, like just your immediate friends. It's not huge, like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
Just like 10 people that you trust and they share their favorite products. So like, you know, there's that new popcorn that everybody's eaten. Maybe it's not new. I just see it all over the shelves now. Chicka boom.
Yeah, I love it. Isn't it like locale?
It's like locale. It's got very colorful packaging. Like maybe you put that into your app and your friends are like, hey,
I love this.
What's this new popcorn you're eating? And then you put it on your favorites and you go pick it up at the store.
This is brilliant.
Right?
This needs to happen. Seriously, bitches, taste buds, help us execute this.
Okay, like is there a place where you can pitch an app?
I don't know.
Like what about the people at Google?
Do you want me to? I used to sleep with someone who works at Google.
Oh my God.
Should I reach out to him?
Yes, you should.
His name was Ben.
Tell Ben we have a brilliant idea for him.
I'm telling you, Ben.
Actually, do you know what the app could be called?
What?
Acquired Taste. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Kathleen.
I'm going to cry. I'm so
brilliant.
I've never
been more sexually attracted to you.
I have tears in my eyes because of my brain.
That is saying something. Forget Emma Stone. I want to marry you in my second life.
Okay. This is like...
I'm going to turn you into a lesbian.
Okay. March 7th. It is...
this escalated
It is
quickly.
Now 10:49 a.m.
Oh, my God.
This is the law. This is our idea. And if you take it, we will cut you.
So let it be written. That is the legal sound of cat.
The cat in heat seals the deal.
There's no going back.
That is the notary of podcasts.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I think we just turned this podcast into a multi-million dollar business.
Can't wait for our partner to reach out to us. Yes. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I need to leave now because I'm so jazzed that I need to walk, but mm-hmm. also we need to get the hell out of here because
it's
snow. We do.
There's about to be a foot on the ground.
There's about to be an entire foot
and
on the ground.
The only way home is uphill, both ways.
Without shoes.
Without any shoes.
Kids have it so easy these yes. days.
So shall we go around the room and say what we learned this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's really across the room because it's just the two of us. Because Bethany didn't tell us what she learned this week.
Yes, she did not.
I'm going to speak for her.
Okay.
Haircuts are liberating. Because if you don't follow Bethany on Instagram, which I'm sure you do already, go find her.
She's at Miss Bethany Watson MS.
Holy crap.
Her hair looks amazing.
She chopped it. It's shoulder length. Mm-hmm. And she looks so... You know how sometimes someone gets a haircut and it's it takes you a few days to adjust, but you end up loving it?
Mm-hmm.
That was the opposite of this. She cut it and it was immediately like, oh, that's what my life's been missing.
It's like a very sassy chin-length bob.
Oh, God.
Very flirty, full of volume.
Love it.
I know.
It reminds me of the music video... Britney Spears, Lucky, when she's sitting on the star with the short grunge hair. That's what Bethany looks like
to
me.
She's so lucky. Dun, dun, dun. She's a star, but she cries. Your Britney Spears impression.
Thank you.
Is that to be envied?
Thank you. That's my next
step. That
app.
Music video was so good.
It was good.
Watch that today.
So that's what Bethany learned this week.
Yes.
What I learned this week is always have your easy things to take care of ready, i.e., have flashlights at all times,
yeah.
have extra batteries for important things at all times,
yes.
and have light bulbs at all times.
Did your vibrator run out of batteries
my
again?
My vibrator ran out of light bulbs and batteries. it's like a school curtain.
And then
you
the
know?
GPS
you just
wasn't working.
Stuff.
The GPS inside the vibrator was like, where do I go?
It's an embarrassing moment for everyone in the room.
William was surprised and he got a little boop.
Boop, boop. Turn left.
He's like, wait, I'm not a fluffer today. This is Monday.
You and I take one exit when we start talking and we end up in another state by the end of it. So my three of my four light bulbs for my ceiling light mm-hmm. went out. And I don't have extra light bulbs.
Oh.
And now I will get them, but it was such an inconvenient 48 hours. Yes, 48 hours.
Yes.
Because I've been waiting.
You've been living in the dark.
I'm living in the dark. It's a metaphor for my life. And I just,
this is how
so
we did
easy.
It in the olden days.
I have candles with a little thumb holder so I can walk around. I have a nightcap suddenly when I enter the room.
And your Instagram name suddenly turned to Scrooge.
Scrooge. 9 o'clock and all is well. So that's what I learned this week. Have the small, easy, inexpensive things that will go wrong prepared.
I think you should upgrade to the LED light bulbs.
Right. I should.
They're a little bit more expensive, but they last much longer.
Yeah, it would be worth it. Yeah. That's what I learned. What did you learn this week?
Okay, so my best friend majored in microbiology. She works in pharmaceuticals. She's a science girl.
I can't even spell microbiology.
Opposites attract. I don't know how we're best friends, but we are. So she recommended this podcast to me called This Podcast Will Kill You.
Okay.
And it's about infectious diseases done by two brilliant grad students talking about what passions them in life, infectious diseases.
Totally.
Okay. It's a fabulous podcast. It is not a fabulous podcast while you listen to it on a plane with turbulence while drinking tomato juice.
What's wrong with you?
I'm an idiot because I'm listening to all the fascinating and disgusting details about the flu of 1918. Let me tell you, it was so bad that people's brains dried up inside of their heads.
There's no way that's real.
It is so real.
There's no way that's real.
It is so real. The flu of 1918 was really bad.
That's just...
so bad.
Okay. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yes. Ew. And so I'm listening to them talk about all these really gruesome details. There's a little bit of turbulence. I'm drinking tomato juice and I barfed.
I threw up
on the plane.
Oh, you sweetheart.
In the little baggie, thank God.
Yes.
And then I just started apologizing to everybody around me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's just, there's this podcast about infectious diseases and it's just, my stomach is a little off. And
I love that. That was just the worst thing you did.
I need to finish listening to the rest of the episodes. It's a fairly new podcast. So there's like four episodes left. Put it on your list. Favorite it. Subscribe. Yeah.
In high school, we had a health class where we each had to do reports on different VDs, but I went to a musical theater high school. So my very, very, very effeminate friend, Brandon, had gonorrhea. And he turns the lights off and back on, and he has like these shiny gloves, and he's doing jazz hands next to his face, and his intro to his report is gonorrhea, here I go again.
Why am I so itchy?
It's so fantastic. Mm. I don't know why your tomato juice vomit. Well, the infectious disease.
Infectious, yeah. I mean,
gonorrhea. Here we go again. Meryl Streep said no to showing
that
up.
That club got me really drunk. That was bad.
But I'm not editing it out.
There is a Mamma Mia 2 coming out.
I know.
I'm very excited.
I'm going to watch it. I can't tell if I'm excited or not because how do you top that?
They show a young Meryl Streep pregnant wearing overalls, and I love overalls. As do you.
I know. I just, you know, it's hard. I haven't seen the new Jumanji for the same reason. Don't tell Danielle.
Amanda Seyfried's in it again.
No, maybe. All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. We love you. We are so sorry that we're so hard to wrangle without Bethany, but, you know, we don't have to worry about that for much longer.
Yes.
Yay, we'll figure it out.
Next week.
Yay. Sorry about last week with vacation. And
it was our birthday last week.
It was our birthday. We're two years old. We're in our terrible twos.
Makes a lot of sense.
I get it. We've always been in. It's like growing into your ears. Like, we've always been in our terrible twos, and now it just works.
And one of these toddlers decided to take a sabbatical.
Seriously. Well, geez, get her out of here with some Cheerios and a juice box.
That's what happens in preschool, right? You get a sabbatical.
I don't remember. I kicked and screamed the whole time.
After you finish your ABCs, or you need a break from life.
I was so bad at that crap.
Me too.
A guy with a lot of boogers kissed me. That's what I remember from preschool.
Ew. Gonorrhea. Here I go again.